Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, let's have a quiet time before God be your priority as you wake up daily. After receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast the day's ministrations to all on your contact. Welcome also to Thursday, the 30th day in January 2025. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent along our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy over your life today. The mark of touch not my anointed is on you, on your children, your home, your business, career, platform, and in all you do. God will close this month for you with amazing testimonies. Our God is the God of divine surprises. God that made Sarah laugh. As you end this month, God will make you smile and laugh into the new month. All the negatives and the setbacks of the outgoing month will not follow you into the new month. Do this. Point your finger and your hand forward. Yes, point as if you are pointing to February, as if February is standing before you. Point that finger to the month of February and say out loud with me. Say, February, you are my month. Say it. February, get set to open for me on all fronts. Open for me spiritually. Open for me financially. Open for me locally and globally. I prophesy a 24-hour miracle. Within the next 24 hours, I will receive beyond human explanation breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Yes, put down the hand. God will touch the right person's heart to do you good. I use 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 3 to pray for all my listeners today. And it reads, and the king said, is there yet anyone in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness of God unto him? And Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, grandson of Saul, was brought to David. I bow my knees before this holy altar to pray for you. God shall put his kindness in someone's heart for you, for your children, your business, your outfit, your career, your platform, your network, your ministry, and your workplace. Receive grace for kindness and mercy. God has been blessing each one of us in different ways at different levels, no doubt. But how many listeners want more? Do you want more? God has more if you want more. Then declare and say with me, I want more. Say it again. Say it again the third time. Say it again. Now, receive more. I say receive more, more of his power, more of God's anointing, more of God's good health, more of financial breakthrough, more of happy good news. Receive more. I say receive more. Receive more in Jesus' name. So shall it be. It is so already. Say amen. Now raise your phone up a little for alert upon alert prayers again today. Have faith. Since you want more, receive alert upon alert. Alert upon alert. Payment upon payment, sales upon sales, promotion upon promotion, those owing you will come and pay. In Jesus' name, it is so, consider it done. Send your testimonies later and give God his own portion in all the income as we have taught us here. Now, good things will happen for you. January 30 celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hands, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace. Your mandate for a long and fulfilling life shall not fail in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's run. First issues for teachings today. I have issues in my relationship. I'm not yet married. I pray for 5 consecutive nights, sleeping with my mantle under my pillow. I had a dream on the 5th night. I saw my girlfriend in the dream with a baby. Then I asked her, who owns the baby? She mentioned someone else I do not know about. What could this dream be revealing, sir? Wow. Before I come to the dream, my first concern as I read your letter is about your relationship that had problems. Why? You must have violated godly relationship format and principles. I have taught us here severally on how a lady can know the correct God-ordained man for marriage. So, call for the book, 30 Pitfalls That a Singles Must Study Before Getting Married. Look for it. Then, seeing a friend with a baby in the dream, don't let that bother you. There can be no baby without a marriage. So, go to the Bible. Google, as I always say, to bring out relevant Bible verses on marriage and fruitfulness. You search to pray. Your desire is to have a happy marriage and to raise a wonderful family. Let your heart hang on that. Let no dream trouble you. My final word, be God's word driven, not dream driven. I know there are preachers and pastors who are dream interpretation specialists, and they put many of their victims in bondage. I am not that kind of a pastor. I am Bible and God's word driven, and let us remain so. Next, good morning, my esteemed daddy and TPGF family. I live in a developed part of Lagos. Recently, a lot of birds invaded my house. AC holes, window sills, any available space on the building. I have done everything to chase them away, but people said they are pigeons and have brought me luck that if I continue to drive them away, things will turn negative. I'm not comfortable with them around me at all. Daddy, please advise. More anointing. Wow, what those people said are mere superstition. What is the relationship between pigeon and luck? As God's children, we do not depend on luck. We depend on God's word. Google to see what to do to drive away such intruders. They are intruders. You can chase them away. Please don't necessarily connect such things to demons. You are a child of God. All my listeners, don't be haunted by demonic mindset. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my TPGF. I want to know if it is compulsory for one to stay for 41 days after the death of his spouse. And when does the 41 days start? Is it after the death has occurred? How do one enter into the church after 41 days? Wow. Let me condole everyone bereaved of his or her partner or a loved ones. It is painful, especially if the person that departed is still a young person. The staying at home for 40 or 41 days, or for no matter the number of days at all, is traditional, not necessarily scriptural or biblical. Certainly, at the loss of a spouse, there will be pain and people coming to condole, but don't let it be too long. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, we should not sorrow as others which have no hope. My take is that as soon as you get stronger, get back to church and get back to work. It could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even less. Please, don't let people come and be petting, encouraging, condoling, and even crying around you forever. Especially if the departed loved ones is a child of God, then rejoice. He or she is not dead. He went to be with the Lord. We shall meet again. My last word on this. If you are a genuine child of God, let your life be ruled by God's word and not by mere men tradition. When my daughter departed, I did not stay at home for one day. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a TPGF family. I'm a divorcee of 50 years of age with a son who is with me. I want to buy a land in my hometown and build a house because I don't want insult from my brother's wife in future. I'm still believing God for my God-ordained husband. Kindly advise me, Daddy. Wow, yes, the plan to build a house is a good one. God will provide enough for you to build it without stress. You said you are a divorcee. We have no knowledge, we don't have no information on why, how, when, and who. So, I don't have enough information on that. Yes, a divorcee can remarry depending on the circumstances surrounding the separation. Many of the so-called marriages of the older generations are nothing else except marriage. They are done in ignorance. Supposing, imagine a woman getting married to a man with wives before at home. Will you call that one a God-ordained marriage? There are those who got married under a spell, hypnotized, to get married to a particular man. And so many other wrong foundations that cannot make it an ideal marriage. So, if you desire to remarry, God will bring you the right man. But make sure comply with the new knowledge you now have about choosing who to marry, your age notwithstanding. Listeners, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to your contact and do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the weekly prayer mountain service day at Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, Lagos, then Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services we hold as usual. 7 to 9 a.m., 2 hours, first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., another 2 hours, second service. We shall give out January oil for new things in the new year for free. And then we will give you relevant Bible verses and scripts containing prayers to pray along. You use it to anoint yourself every day and your things. Anointed mantle will also be given out for doing miracle, also free. Same two services we hold as simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. All listeners in all these cities, be there live. All listeners, prepare for a 30-minute crossover vigil this Friday, January 31, from 10 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 minutes after 12 in the new day, the new year. It is called Securing the New Month. Set your alarm clock. Don't sleep off. 10 minutes to 12 midnight on Friday, we will pray till 20 after 12. It is dangerous fire prayer to secure the new month. We will first of all meet by 8 to 9 p.m. for the live broadcast on Friday, then return 10 minutes to 12 to 12:20 a.m. Just for 30 minutes, it will secure the new month for you. Then, month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 111 seed we are sowing in the month of January, do so. It's still ongoing. In February, our monthly sacrificial seed shall move on to 2222. Some listeners, some TPJ members and listeners are already doing so. Well done. God bless you. Our welfare seed to feed the poor and the hungry in the Zenith Bank account is still ongoing. Do your own. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you are blessed. You are lifted. You will end this month strong. You will start the new month well. Forward ever, backward never. Your fears will never happen. God will be raising you higher and higher. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer. Truly blessed. Bye.